Blog Talk Radio.
The record straight. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm certainly glad that you have joined the program today to listen to the broadcast. Thank you for doing that. I do not take that for granted. I have seen that my live listens on the show on Setting the Record Straight have gone up. So I know that lets me know that there are several of you that are listening to the broadcast when it comes on at 6 o'clock, and that's good. That shows to me an extended interest in the program, and the reason is, I believe, is because I have said on this program over and over that it is my endeavor to report the news on events or comment on the news or events in the most absolutely truthful way that I can. That means if I have firsthand information or secondhand information that has to be verified, of course. And today, let me tell you, I have a very, very sad story. I have had firsthand information about this story. Last night, a young man was killed. His name is Daryl Glackner here in Barnwell, South Carolina. And let me tell you, I have been going back and forth to Barnwell, coming back and forth to Barnwell for 40 years. That's the length of time I've actually lived in Detroit, Michigan. Coming back and forth for 40 years, I've never seen this kind of breakout of crime. And just even, you know, other events like the floods and so forth. I mean, something is going on in South Carolina. But this young man was killed last night by a person that has been revealed. And it's unreal. It was on the news today in a very undercover kind of way. In fact, I was perplexed by the article because the article makes no mention the killer. And so we have a crazed killer going around here right now that has not been apprehended by the police. They have information, I understand, from talking to a witness to the killing today. Today, I spoke personally with a witness apprehending of this murder of this young man. She described in detail over and over again what happened. And, you know, I always tell you here on the program, as a judge and even as an attorney, I had to gauge credibility of a witness. A lot of times, one of the major factors that I used was a detailed story, And, of course, when you can repeat those details over and over and over again and they don't vary, there's an inclination to me of truth. Well, I looked at this 12. I thought I had it pulled up here today. It's the WRDW News 12. I was perplexed because my sister and I were traveling back from another city today, and we saw the News 12 truck. Well, I said, wow, let's see if they're covering the murder that took place last night. And to my surprise, I read the article. It's on WRDW News 12, Augusta. I read the article. You can go there. It seems like I've lost it here on the computer. But, I mean, they indicated that there was a person who was found dead, several gunshot wounds to the body in a trailer home, and that body was transferred to a coroner for autopsy evaluation. And I said, you know, here we go again with this unscrupulous media, the unscrupulous police enforcement here in Bowling, South Carolina. I mean, this terrible wave of corruption, it is permeating every city, every state, and it has to be addressed. Now, what happened with Daryl Glaspie was that, Glassner, rather, is that the witness, his, I'm not going to say fiance, but I'm going to say girlfriend because he was still about to go through a divorce, but they have a young child together. They were traveling at the gas station. I had a gas station here in Barnwell, South Carolina. And she indicated to me that she thought her boyfriend was acting strange. She said, let me tell you what the words she said, silly. Because as they stopped at this gas station, he began to flap his arms like a bird. My goodness. My goodness, no. And she says, what's wrong with you? You acted silly tonight or something, you know. And she says he got in a car and kissed her three times. Station with their baby, with their young baby, traveled to her mother's house. This is a mother that died last week in police custody at the hands of this very same man, Rolando Green, who falsely accused her as a shooter of himself. He survived his wounds and in fact got out of the hospital. Blamed her, the police arrested her, and she said she could not breathe. When they cuffed her, she indicated the cuffs were so tight that she could not breathe. Now, she was in an ambulance, in the back of an ambulance, traveled to the hospital, whereupon, upon arrival, she was dead. All right. So the same young man, he is in the hospital claiming that she shot him, and, of course, it was determined a gunpowder test was immediately conducted on her hand, and it was determined that no gunpowder was present on her hands. And okay, I can infer that that is a situation where no one has handled a gun. I mean, gunpowder you can't wash off. You cannot wash it off. The residue is there. Like it's like it has to wear off. It has to wear off. You know, how like you do a marker a black marker on your hand. I mean, you could try to wash it off, but it has to wear off for the most part, unless you know some substance that's going to remove the residue. All right. And then what I want to say is you got out of the vehicle and detail the story about who was at this house, who was the person that committed the shooting. She gave a description to the police. She gave a detailed account of what took place when she was at the house. She said that she arrived at her mom's house. There was a light on in the house. She says, very strange. And her boyfriend was getting out. She began to hear clicking from a distance. And then as she heard the clicking got closer and closer. Well, they're sitting still in the car. She is. And as he gets out to go to the front of the house, this person that has the same physical description as this Rolando Green gets out, long braids, gets out, and he has long braids, dreads, gets out, comes behind some bushes and begins to shoot this young man as he's carrying the baby in his arms. And then he covers the baby and takes about three or four more shots and, of course, dies right there at the scene. In the yard, not in the house. She indicates the shooting was so loud and she was so terrified, she tried to push that, latch, which causes the seat to go way back, all the way back, I guess, so she didn't want to be seen in the vehicle. But she did indicate that she knew that something was not right. Immediately she felt in a atmosphere that something, those were her exact words, something was not right. And she tried to relax the seat, and she did not succeed. And she was crying today, but for sure her account was very thorough and very detailed and consistent. And yet I hear and see right here online report that this young man was found dead in a home, dead of shotgun wounds. There's no description about a killer being loose in this community. There's no call to look for a killer around this community. He didn't shoot himself, that's obvious, even if you didn't have the eyewitness sitting there and his own baby child right there. But here we are. We have a person that has killed a person running around this community. He has not been apprehended. We have these news broadcasts that don't even make mention of the killer's name or description. We have no alert for people in the community to look out for this young man. And in addition, not only that, but there was a trailer fire here on Highway 278 as well last night, 1:30 in the morning, killing another woman. And, of course, that is right here on 278, right down the street from us. And so you see what I'm saying here? When you have conspiracies, when you have individuals acting on behalf of law enforcement doing things such as this, we don't have alerts on TV to alert the community that there's a crazed killer out there. We don't have that. And as far as I know, maybe there was another burning of a trailer where a woman died last night. But I'm putting the word out there. This young man, as far as I'm concerned, I know he has a Facebook page, too, and indicated on his Facebook page that he was going to kill again and kill again. In fact, some of the other members of the family are in protective custody as we speak. Now, what does that say about the police force around here? And what does that say about SLED around here? What efforts are being taken to identify and search for and apprehend this man that has already caused two deaths? And so I'm putting out the word there. If I can get the description of him, I will certainly do a rebroadcast or do another broadcast to inform this community. What is going on? Does that sound really, really ridiculous to you? That a killer is on the loose and no one is being alerted, and he has not been apprehended. There's no warning of other members of the community to look out for this man. They reported on the news the man was shot dead in his home. And that is not true. The man was shot dead in his yard while he was approaching, going up to his door to open it up, and there were eyewitnesses. So why isn't the description of the person advertised on the news, and why isn't the community alerted? Well, that's all I have to say for this broadcast. I know that we shall overcome. This gets really ridiculous after a while. And these plots, these schemes, they will be exposed. And when they're exposed, I'm praying that the individuals responsible for these very heinous crimes will be brought to justice, arrested, prosecuted, and incarcerated. Well, thank you again for listening to the program. You may go to the link at blogtalkradio.com/setting the record straight 2015 to listen to this episode again, as well as any of the other episodes on the show page. You may email me at vks1233. Should you have information? Should you have a question that you would like to ask? Or if you have a response to what I broadcasted today? Well, I thank you. I trust that you'll have a blessed evening. And talk to you next time. We'll be right back.